The next word is standard. English. This is the standard procedure. Punjabi. High, a standard, high, high, which are, high, high. Breakdown. High, a, high, this, singular, masculine, high, standard, which are, high, procedure, method, way, idea. High, high, is. Key concept. High, which are, high, is a useful word for, method, or, procedure, and is commonly used in Punjab. It is related to the word, vichana, which means to discuss, or examine. English. This is the standard procedure. Punjabi. High, a standard, high, high, vichar, high, high. The next word is some. English. Some people are kind. Punjabi. Kuch lok kirpalu hondni. Breakdown. Kuch. Means some, and is used for a few, or an indefinite number of something. Lok. Means people. Kirpalu. Means kind. Hondni. Is a verb phrase meaning are, and is used for plural subjects. The sentence uses the Punjabi word order for subject verb object, which is different from English. Kuch lok kirpalu hondni. Some people kind are. It's a simple sentence structure that is easy to understand and remember. The next word is percent. English. The price of wheat has increased by 10%. Punjabi.
Ganna di kimat 10% vadh gayi hai.
Breakdown.
Ganna.
Wheat.
Di.
Di. Of possessive particle.
Kimat.
Kimit. Price.
Thus.
Das. 10%.
Pratishat.
Percent.
Vad.
Vad. Increase.
Gai.
Gai. Went, feminine singular past tense of.
Jana.
Jana. To go.
Hair.
High. Is present tense of.
Hona.
Hona. To be. Key concepts.
Be.
Is a possessive particle that is used to show ownership.
Gai.
Is a past tense form of the verb.
Jana.
Which means, to go. It is used here to show that the price has gone up. The sentence uses the present tense form of the verb.
Hona.
High. To indicate that the price increase is a current state of affairs. English translation. The price of wheat has increased by 10%. The next word is focus. English. The student needs to focus on their studies. Punjabi.
Vidyagati nu apni parhai, te dhyan ke dhrit karan di lor hai.
Breakdown.
Vidyagati. Vidyarthi.
Student.
Nu.
Nu. To. For, in this case, it indicates the subject of the verb.
Apni.
Apni. The possessive pronoun.
Parhai.
Padhai. Studies.
De.
Ti. On, upon.
Dhyan.
Dhyan. Attention, focus.
Kendrit.
Centered, focused.
Karan.
Karan. To do, to make.
The. the of possessive marker. Law. Law. Need, requirement. Hair. High. Is. Key concepts. The sentence uses the postposition. The. T. To indicate the object of the verb. Kendrit. Kendrit. The possessive pronoun. Arpony. Arpony. Is used to emphasize that the student is focusing on their own studies. The verb. Karen. Karen. Is used in the infinitive form. Currently. Currently. Which indicates the need or necessity of focusing on the studies. Remember. Kendrit Karen. Kendrit Karen. Is a common expression in Punjabi that means to focus on the postposition. The. T. Is also used with many other verbs to indicate the object of the action. The next word is stage. English. The actor walked onto the stage. Punjabi. Hindi adakana kakana rane manch de duriya. Breakdown. Adakar. Actor. Ne. Has. Did, used for singular masculine subject. Manch. Stage. The. On. Durya. Walked. Key concepts. The postposition. The. Is used to indicate location. The verb. Durya. Is the past tense of the verb. Durna. To walk. English. The actor walked onto the stage. Punjabi. Adakar ne manch de duriya. The next word is space. English. There is a lot of space in this room. Punjabi. Is kamar vich bahut jaga hai. Breakdown. Is this kamar room. Which in Bahut a lot jaga space high is key concepts. Which : this is a common postposition in Punjabi that is used to indicate location, similar to in English. Jaga : this word can refer to both physical space and abstract space. Memorization tip. Imagine a big, empty room. You can say, is kama vich bahut jaga hai. To describe the space in the room. The next word is instead. English. He went to the market instead of going to the school. Punjabi.
Sakul jaan di bajaye bazaar gaya.
Breakdown. He.
Sakul. School. Jaan. To go. Di. Of. Bajaye.
Instead.
Bazaar. Market. Gaya.
Went. Key concepts.
Bajaye.
Means, instead of, and is used to express an alternative action.
The.
Is a postposition that means, of, and is used to show possession, or relation. English. He went to the market, instead of going to the school. Punjabi.
Oh, sakul jaan di bajaye bazaar gaya.
The next word is realize. English.
I realized that I had forgotten my phone. Punjabi.
Menu pata laga ki main apna phone bhul gaya si.
Breakdown.
Menu
means, to me, this is the dative case, indicating the recipient of the action.
Pata
means, knowledge, this word can also mean, address.
Laga
means, got, or, came, it is the past tense of the verb, lagna, to get, or to come, which means that it is a transitive verb, taking a direct object.
Ki
means, that, this is a conjunction used to introduce a dependent clause.
Me
means, I, this is the nominative case, used for the subject of the verb.
Apana
means, my, or, own, this is a possessive adjective, used to show that something belongs to the subject.
Quran
means, phone.
Pool
means, forget, in this context it is an adjective.
Gia
means, gone, or, went, it is the past tense of the verb, jana, to go, since this verb is intransitive, it does not take a direct object, but it is still used to describe a completed action in the past. Key concept. The sentence uses a common phrase.
Pata laga,
which means, realized, or, became aware of. The word
laga
is used frequently to convey the idea of something becoming clear or apparent. The sentence also demonstrates the use of the dative case, the nominative case, and the past tense of verbs.
English.
I realized that I had forgotten my phone.
Punjabi. Menu pata laga ki main apna phone bhul gaya si.
The next word is usually. English. He usually goes to the park.
Punjabi. Oh, hum door de park jada hai.
Breakdown.
Oh.
He slash she slash it, subject pronoun. Usually slash generally.
Door.
Manner slash way.
De.
On slash at slash in, post position, marking location.
Park.
Park, noun.
Jada.
Goes, verb, present tense.
He.
Is slash am slash are, auxiliary verb. This sentence uses the common Punjabi construction of
door, de,
meaning, usually, or, generally. It's a helpful phrase to learn for expressing routine actions.
The de
post position is used to indicate location, similar to the English preposition to.
The
he at the end of the sentence functions as the auxiliary verb, making the sentence grammatically correct. Remember, in Punjabi, the order of words can sometimes be flexible, but the meaning usually stays the same. This sentence could also be written as
Upar kam tor de jada hai.
English. He usually goes to the park. Punjabi.
Uham tor de park jada hai.
The next word is data. English. The data is available on the website. Punjabi.
Data website de upalabdh hai.
Breakdown.
Data.
Data. This is the English word, data, directly borrowed into Punjabi.
Website.
Website. Another English word directly borrowed into Punjabi.
De.
On. This is the Punjabi preposition meaning, on. It follows the noun.
Website. Upalabdh. Available.
This is a Punjabi word meaning, available. It is an adjective modifying the noun. Data. He. Is. This is the Punjabi word for is. It is the verb in the sentence, which is in the present tense. Key concepts. The Punjabi sentence is in the present tense, and the verb is. He. The sentence is structured as follows. Subject plus adjective plus preposition plus noun plus verb. The English words, data, and website are directly borrowed into Punjabi, retaining their original pronunciation. Remember. Data website. The upload here. Means, the data is available on the website. The next word is single. English. He is a single man. Punjabi. Uhikkuaradami hai. Breakdown. He slash she slash it, subject pronoun. Ik. 1/a/an, indefinite article. Kuara. Kuara. Single. Unmarried, adjective. Adami. Man, noun. He. Hi. Is, present tense verb, third person singular. Key concepts. The word order in Punjabi is subject-object-verb, SOV, which is different from the subject-verb-object, SVO, order in English. Kuara. Kuara. Is a useful adjective to know for describing someone who is unmarried. It is the equivalent of the English single or unmarried. Translation. He is a single man. The next word is address. English. This is my address. Punjabi. Amira Pata High. Breakdown. A. This, demonstrative pronoun. Mirror. My, possessive adjective. Parter. Address, noun. Hi. Is, present tense verb, to be. Key concepts. Punjabi sentence structure is subject verb object, SVO, possessive adjectives precede the noun they modify. A. Is used for singular and plural forms. Similar to, this, and, these, in English. English. This is my address. Punjabi. Amira Pata High. The next word is other. English. He has other things to do. Punjabi. Asnu Hor Kama. Breakdown. Us. Colon, this is the third person singular pronoun, meaning, he, or, she. Nu. Colon, this is the dative marker, indicating the recipient of the action. Ho. Colon, this is an adjective meaning, other, or, more. Kam. Colon, this is a noun meaning, work, or, task. Ah. Colon, this is the present tense of the verb, to be, meaning, is, or, are. This sentence uses the dative case to indicate that, he, is the recipient of the, other things to do. It is a common way to express that something is, for, someone, or, belongs to, someone. Key concepts. Dative case. A grammatical case used to indicate the recipient of an action. In Punjabi, it is marked by the particle. Nu. Present tense. The verb, to be, in Punjabi is highly contextual, and its form changes based on the situation, and the noun it refers to. English. He has other things to do. Punjabi. Asnu Hor Kama. The next word is performance. English. The actor's performance was very impressive. Punjabi. Adkari Darker Darbahat Vadiya C. Breakdown. Adkari, This word means actor in Punjabi. It is derived from the Hindi word adhikari, which means one who performs, and can be used for both male and female actors. Na. This is the possessive particle in Punjabi, similar to of or s in English. It connects adhikari, actor, to karna, performance. Karna. This word translates to role or performance in English. It refers to the character played by the actor. Bahat. This means very or extremely in Punjabi. It acts as an intensifier for the adjective vadiya. Vadiya. This is an adjective meaning good or impressive. Here, it describes the quality of the actor's performance. C. This is the past tense of the verb to be in Punjabi, used to indicate that the performance was impressive in the past. This sentence highlights the use of possessive particle. Na. The adjective. Vadiya. And the past tense of the verb to be. C. Remember, Punjabi is a flexible language, and there are several ways to express the same meaning. This example just provides a standard and straightforward way to express the English sentence in Punjabi. The next word is chance. English. There's a chance that he will win the game. Punjabi. Asnu ked jitni na morka hai. Breakdown. Asnu. Colon, this is the dative case of the pronoun. He slash she slash it. It translates to him slash her slash it. Ked. Colon, this is the word for game and is in the nominative case. Jitni. Colon, this is the infinitive of the verb. Jitna. To win. Na. Colon, this is a possessive particle that indicates possession. In this case, it means of or his. Morka. Colon, this is the word for chance or opportunity. Hi. Colon, this is the present tense form of the verb. Hona. To be. Key concepts. Dative case in Punjabi is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb. The possessive particle. Na. Is often used to show possession. The infinitive form of a verb is often used to indicate purpose or intention. This sentence demonstrates the use of the dative case, the possessive particle, and the infinitive form of a verb. The next word is accept. English. He accepted the offer. Punjabi.
Usne peshakash nu swikar kita.
Breakdown.
Usne.
Usne. This is the third person singular masculine form of the pronoun he in the nominative case.
Peshakash.
Peshkesh. This word means offer or proposal.
Nu.
Nu. This is the dative marker, indicating that the offer is the recipient of the action.
Svikar.
Svikar. This verb means to accept.
Kita.
Kita. This is the past tense form of the verb, to do, used here as an auxiliary verb to form the perfect tense of the verb, to accept. Key concepts. Nominative case, the subject of the sentence, in this case, he, is in the nominative case. Dative case, the object of the preposition, to, in this case, offer, is in the dative case. Past tense, the verb, to accept, is in the past tense, indicating that the action has already happened. English. He accepted the offer. Punjabi.
Usne peshakash nu swikar kita.
The next word is society. English. Society is made up of many people. Punjabi.
Samaj bahut saare loka da baniya huda hai.
Breakdown.
Samaj.
Samaj. Society, noun.
Bahut.
Bahut. Many, much, adverb.
Saare.
Sa. All, adjective.
Loka.
Lokan. People, noun, plural.
Da.
Da. Of, possessive particle.
Bania.
Mania. Made, formed, past participle.
Huda.
Hunda. Is, present tense, masculine singular.
Hair.
Hi. Is, present tense, feminine singular. Key concepts. The sentence uses the present tense to describe a general truth about society. The word
Samaj
is used as the subject of the sentence. The word
Loka
is used as the object of the sentence. The sentence is constructed in a typical subject-verb-object structure. English. Society is made up of many people. Punjabi.
Samaj bahut saare loka da baniya huda hai.
The next word is technology. English. Technology has changed the way we live. Punjabi.
Technology ne saare jeevan nu badal ditta hai.
Breakdown.
Technology.
Technology.
Ne.
Has. Marks the subject of the sentence.
Saare.
Our.
Jeevan.
Life.
Nu.
Marks the object of the sentence.
Badal.
Changed.
Ditta.
Past tense marker.
Hair.
Is. Key concepts. Punjabi verbs use a combination of suffixes and auxiliary verbs to indicate tense.
Here.
Ditta. And.
Hair.
Are combined to signify the past tense. The word order in Punjabi is different from English. The subject comes before the verb, but the object follows it.
Ne
is a grammatical particle that marks the subject of a sentence. English. Technology has changed the way we live. Punjabi.
Technology ne saare jeevan nu badal ditta hai.
The next word is mention. English. He mentioned that he had a meeting.
Punjabi. Usne dassiya ki usdi meeting hai.
Breakdown.
Usne
equals usne equals he, subject pronoun, plus
ne
equals has. Past tense marker for third person singular, used to show action.
Dasya
equals
dasha
equals mentioned, past tense of the verb.
Dasana
dasna to tell.
Ki
equals kai equals that conjunction, used to introduce a subordinate clause.
Usadi
equals usdi equals his or her possessive pronoun.
Meeting
equals meeting equals meeting noun.
Hair
equals high equals is present tense of the verb.
Hona
hona to be. Key concepts. This sentence demonstrates the use of the past tense marker. Ne. With the subject pronoun. Usane. The verb. Dasia. Is in the past tense, and used to convey the action of mentioning. The subordinate clause introduced by. Ke. Provides further information about what was mentioned. English. He mentioned that he had a meeting. Punjabi. Usane dasya ki usadi meeting hai. The next word is choice. English. He has the choice to go or stay. Punjabi. Usanu jarjarahinda vikalup hai. Breakdown. Usanu. Equals. Usnu. Equals to him slash her. John. Equals. John. Equals to go. Ja. Equals. John. Equals or. Rahim. Equals. Rehn. Equals to stay. Da. Equals. Da. Equals of. Vikalup. Equals. Vikalp. Equals choice. Hair. Equals. High. Equals is. Key concepts. The Punjabi language uses a postpositional structure, meaning prepositions come after the noun. For example, we say. Usanu. Vikalup. Usnu. Vikalp. Instead of. Vikalup. Usanu. Vikalp. Usnu. Da. Da. Is used to indicate possession, similar to, of, in English. Hair. High. Is the present tense of the verb, to be. English. He has the choice to go, or stay. Punjabi. Usanu jarjarahinda vikalup hai. The next word is save. English. Save the food for tomorrow. Punjabi. Kaule kana rakdu. Breakdown. Kaul. Colon, tomorrow, this is a common word in Punjabi, so it is easy to learn. Lay. Colon, for, remember this word, it is used for many different things in Punjabi. Khana. Colon, food, another common word, it is important to know this. Rak. Colon, keep, a useful verb in Punjabi that means to, keep, or, store, something. Do. Colon, please, this is the polite way to ask someone to do something in Punjabi. This sentence literally translates to, for tomorrow, keep the food. English, save the food for tomorrow. Punjabi. Kaule kana rakdu. The next word is common. English, this is a common occurrence. Punjabi. Aksamen, hi, hoi, hi, hi. Breakdown. A. This pronoun. Ek. 1. Indefinite article. Hi, samen, hi, common, adjective. Hi, hoi, hi, happening, verb. Hi. Is, verb. Key concepts. Hi, samen, hi, is a common adjective, often used to describe something that occurs frequently, or is typical. English. This is a common occurrence. Punjabi. Ek samen, hi, hoi, hi, hi. The next word is culture. English. Our culture is rich and varied. Punjabi.
Sadi sabiachar bahutamir or vibin hai.
Breakdown. Sadi means our. This is the possessive form of Saga, meaning our.
Sabiachar
means culture. This is the Punjabi word for culture.
Bahut
means very or much.
Amir
means rich, often referring to wealth, but in this case, refers to richness of culture.
Or
means and.
Vibin
means varied or diverse.
Hair
means is. The final marks the end of the sentence. Key concept. Punjabi uses a similar sentence structure as English, with subject-verb-object. The next word is out. English. She went out. Punjabi.
Uh bahar gayi.
Breakdown.
Uh.
This is the pronoun, she, in Punjabi.
Bahar.
Baha. This means, out, in Punjabi. It's an adverb that describes where the action is happening.
Gai.
Gai. This is the past tense of the verb, to go. It literally means, went, in Punjabi. Key concept. The use of
Gai.
Gai. Is a great example of how Punjabi verbs change form based on gender and tense. This is a key concept to understand in Punjabi grammar. English. She went out. Punjabi.
Uh bahar gayi.
The next word is total. English. The total cost of the books is 50 rupees. Punjabi.
Kitaba di kul kimat panja rupaye hai.
Breakdown.
Kitaba.
This is the plural form of
kitab,
which means book.
Di.
This is the possessive marker indicating of the books.
Kul.
This means total.
Kimat.
This means price.
Punja.
This means 50.
Rupee.
This is the plural form of
rupia,
which means rupee.
Hair.
This is the present tense form of the verb to be in Punjabi. Key concepts. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions. Here,
the
is used to show possession instead of. Punjabi uses a different word order than English. In this sentence, the subject comes after the verb. Punjabi verbs are often at the end of the sentence. Punjabi often uses plural forms of nouns when referring to a group of items. English, the total cost of the books is 50 rupees. Punjabi.
Kitaba di kul kimat panja rupaye hai.
The next word is demand. English. The customers are demanding a refund. Punjabi.
Grahak vapasi di mang kar rahe hain.
Breakdown. Grahak. Grahak, customers, plural.
Vapasi.
Vapasi, refund.
The
of possessive particle.
Mang.
Mang, demand.
Kar.
Kar, do. Rahe. Ra, are, present continuous tense.
Hun.
Han, are, plural. Key concepts.
The
is a possessive particle indicating that the refund belongs to the customers.
Karahehun
is a present continuous tense construction indicating that the action of demanding is ongoing. Mang is a noun that can also be used as a verb in Punjabi, meaning to demand or request. Translation: the customers are demanding a refund. The next word is material. English: the material of this shirt is very soft. Punjabi: is kamiz da mal bahut naram hai. Breakdown: is this kamiz shirt da of possessive marker mal material bahut very naram soft hai. Is key concepts: possessive marker, the na in the sentence is a possessive marker, indicating that the material belongs to the shirt. Adjective: naam is an adjective describing the quality of the material. Word order: the word order in Punjabi is generally subject-verb-object, but it can vary depending on the context. In this sentence, the object mal comes before the verb hai. English: the material of this shirt is very soft. Punjabi: is kamiz da mal bahut naram hai. The next word is limit. English: we must limit our spending. Punjabi: sanu apna kharcha simit karna chahida hai. Breakdown: sanu, this is the plural form of the first person pronoun, us or we. Apna, this is the possessive pronoun, our or our own. Racha, this means expense or spending. Simut, this means limited. Karana, this is the infinitive verb, to do. Chahida hai, this is the modal verb, must or should. This sentence uses the direct object form of the verb, to do, which is karana. This sentence also uses the modal verb, chahida hai, which is used to express obligation or necessity. English: we must limit our spending. Punjabi: sanu apna kharcha simit karna chahida hai. The next word is listen. English: please listen to me. Punjabi: kripa karke meri gal suno. Breakdown: kripa means please or kindly in Punjabi. It is a polite request and is often used to soften a command or request. Karke, this is a grammatical particle that adds emphasis and politeness to the request. Meri means my and modifies the word, speech or talk, which is implied in the sentence. Gal means talk or speech. Suno means listen and is the imperative form of the verb, to listen. Key concepts: politeness. Punjabi language uses many ways to express politeness, including words like kirpa and grammatical particles like karke. Implied meaning: sometimes the full meaning of a sentence is not explicitly stated, but is implied. For example, the word speech is not explicitly stated, but is implied in the phrase, listen to my talk. Imperative form: the imperative form of a verb is used to give a command or make a request. In this sentence, suno is the imperative form of the verb, to listen. The next word is due. English: the assignment is due next week. Punjabi: homework agle half a day dena hai. Breakdown: homework, homework,
ugly. Next. Half a day. Week. Dana. To give, in this case, to turn in. Hair. Is. This is the Punjabi equivalent of is, and signifies that the statement is in the present tense. The sentence is in the present tense, as the speaker is stating a fact about the homework being due. Remember, the hair is the key to understanding that the homework is due next week. It is also a good word to start learning, as it comes up in most statements in the present tense. The next word is wrong. English. This is the wrong answer. Punjabi. A galat jawab hai. Breakdown. A. This, demonstrative pronoun. Galat. Wrong, adjective. Jawab. Answer, noun. Hai. Is, verb, present tense. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronoun. A. This is a demonstrative pronoun that points to a specific thing or idea that is near the speaker. Adjective. Galat. Wrong is an adjective that describes the noun. Jawab. Answer. Noun. Jawab. Answer is the subject of the sentence and refers to the incorrect response. Verb. Hi. Is the verb in the present tense and connects the subject with the adjective. This sentence demonstrates the simple present tense structure in Punjabi. You can use this sentence as a model for other similar sentences. For example, A galat kitab hai. This is the wrong book. A galat ra hai. This is the wrong path. The next word is foot. English. He stepped on my foot. Punjabi. Usne mere pair de kadam rakhiya. Breakdown. Usne. This is a third person singular pronoun, meaning he, and it is in the nominative case. Mere. This is a possessive adjective, meaning my. Pair. This is a noun, meaning foot. De. This is a postposition, meaning on or upon. Kadam. This is a noun, meaning step or foot. Rakhiya. This is a past tense verb, meaning placed or kept. English. He stepped on my foot. Punjabi. Usne mere pair de kadam rakhiya. The next word is effort. English. He put a lot of effort into his studies. Punjabi. Usne apne pad hai vich bahut mehnat ki. Breakdown. Usne. Equals he, masculine singular pronoun. Apne. Equals his, possessive pronoun. Pad hai. Equals studies, noun. Feminine. Which. Equals in preposition, used to show location or time. Bahut. Equals a lot, adverb. Mehnat. Equals effort, noun, feminine. Kai. Equals did, past tense of verb, karna, to do. Key concepts. The use of the preposition. Which. To indicate location, in his studies, the use of the noun. Mehnat. To denote effort, the use of the past tense verb. Kai. To indicate an action that was completed in the past. English. He put a lot of effort into his studies. Punjabi. Usne apne pad hai vich bahut mehnat ki. The next word is attention. English. Please pay attention. Punjabi. Kirpa karke dhyan deo. Breakdown. Kirpa. Kirpa equals please, respect
respectfully requesting something. Karaoke.
Cock equals a suffix for requests and commands. Please do.
Dion.
Dion equals attention, focus.
Dio.
Dio equals give, provide, the imperative form of the verb dina, to give.
Key concept. The use of
kirpa.
Kirpa emphasizes politeness in a request.
English. Please pay attention.
Punjabi.
Kirpa karke dhyan diyo.
The next word is good.
English. This is a good book.
Punjabi.
Hi, a, hi, hi, kitab, hi, madhya, hi.
Breakdown.
Hi, a, hi, this demonstrative pronoun.
Hi, kitab, hi, book, feminine noun.
Hi, madhya, hi, good adjective.
Hi
is verb, present tense, singular.
Key concepts.
Punjabi uses a different word order than English.
Punjabi is a gendered language, so the gender of nouns affects the grammar.
In this example, the adjective, hi, madhya, hi, comes after the noun, hi, kitab, hi, which is typical for Punjabi.
English. This is a good book.
Punjabi.
Hi, a, hi, kitab, hi, madhya, hi.
The next word is upon.
English. He walked upon the stage.
Punjabi.
Uhman to de chalia.
Breakdown.
Uh.
He, pronoun, subject of the verb.
Munch.
Stage, noun, object of the preposition.
Ute.
Upon, preposition, shows the relationship between the subject and the object.
Chalia.
Walked, verb, past tense, action of the subject.
This sentence uses the preposition.
Ute.
To show the location of the subject.
Uh.
Relative to the object.
Munch.
The preposition.
Ute.
Is a versatile word that can also be translated as on or over, depending on the context.
Key concept.
Prepositions are words that connect a noun or pronoun to another word in the sentence, showing the relationship between them.
In this case, the preposition.
Ute.
Shows that the man is on the stage.
English.
He walked upon the stage.
Punjabi. Uhman to de chalia.
The next word is check.
English.
He checked the newspaper.
Punjabi. Usne akhbar check kita.
Breakdown.
Usne.
Equals he slash she slash it, masculine singular pronoun.
Akhbar.
Equals newspaper.
Check.
Equals checked.
Kita.
Equals did. Key concepts. The Punjabi sentence is in the past tense. The object of the verb.
Akhbar.
Comes before the verb.
Check kita.
The masculine singular pronoun.
Usane.
Precedes the verb.
English.
He checked the newspaper.
Punjabi.
Usne akhbar check kita.
The next word is complete.
English.
The project is complete.
Punjabi.
Project mukammal ho gaya hai.
Breakdown.
Project.
This is the subject of the sentence, what is being talked about.
Mukammal.
Complete. This is the adjective describing the state of the project. It is important to understand that in Punjabi, adjectives often come after the noun.
Ho gaya hai.
Is complete.
This is the verb phrase. It is the past tense, and a common verb phrase to use when describing that an action is finished. Key concepts. Word order. In Punjabi, the standard word order is subject-object-verb. Adjectives. In Punjabi, adjectives usually follow the noun they describe. Verb phrases. Punjabi uses verb phrases to express different tenses and aspects. English. The project is complete. Punjabi.
Projekt mukammal ho gaya hai.
The next word is lie. English. He lies about his age. Punjabi.
Oh, apni umar bare jhoot bolta hai.
Breakdown.
Oh.
This is the subject pronoun, he, in Punjabi.
Apni.
This is the possessive adjective, his, in Punjabi. The possessive adjectives in Punjabi are very important, and come before the noun they modify.
Umar.
This is the noun, age, in Punjabi.
Bari.
This is the postposition, about, in Punjabi. Postpositions in Punjabi follow the noun, or pronoun they modify.
Toot.
This is the noun, lie, in Punjabi.
Bolada.
This is the present tense verb, tells, in Punjabi. Key concepts. Punjabi uses a subject-verb-object word order. Punjabi uses postpositions, which are like prepositions in English, but may follow the noun, or pronoun they modify. Punjabi verbs have tenses. This verb is in the present tense. English. He lies about his age. Punjabi.
Oh, apni umar bare jhoot bolta hai.
The next word is pick. English. He picked up the book. Punjabi.
Usne kitab chukki.
Breakdown.
Usne.
This is the third person singular masculine pronoun in the past tense, meaning he or him.
Kitab.
This is the word for book in Punjabi.
Chukki.
This is the past tense form of the verb to pick up in Punjabi. It is used when the subject is masculine. Key concepts. Punjabi uses different verb conjugations for different genders. The past tense in Punjabi is often indicated by adding a suffix to the verb stem. English. He picked up the book. Punjabi.
Usne kitab chukki.
The next word is reduce. English. We should reduce the amount of sugar we consume. Punjabi.
Asinu shakadi matra kam kani chahidi hai.
Breakdown.
Asin.
We, plural subject.
Nu.
To us, dative case.
Shaka.
Sugar.
Di.
Of, possessive particle.
Matra.
Amount.
Kam.
Reduce.
Kani.
To do, infinitive form of verb.
Chahidi.
Should, modal verb.
High.
Is slash are, present tense of verb, to be. Key concepts. Dative case. The dative case is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb. In this case,
nu.
Indicates that the action of reducing sugar is being done, to us. Possessive particle. The possessive particle.
The.
Is used to indicate possession. In this case,
shaka de matra.
Means, the amount of sugar. Infinitive form. The infinitive form of a verb is the base form of the verb, often preceded by, to. In this case,
kani.
Is the infinitive form of the verb, to do. Modal verb. A modal verb is a type of verb that modifies another verb. In this case,
chahidi.
is a modal verb that expresses obligation or necessity. Present tense. The present tense is used to describe actions that are happening now. In this case, hi is the present tense of the verb to be. English. We should reduce the amount of sugar we consume. Punjabi. Asinu shakadi matra kam kani chahidi hai. The next word is personal. English. This is my personal opinion. Punjabi. Amira shak sira hai. Breakdown. A equals this, singular. Mira equals my, possessive adjective. Shakshi equals personal, adjective. Ra equals opinion, noun. Hi equals is, present tense. This sentence uses the possessive adjective. Mira my, to show ownership of the opinion. Shakshi is the adjective for personal and is used to describe the type of opinion being expressed. The verb hi is used to link the subject, my personal opinion, to the predicate, this. This sentence is a simple sentence with a subject, a verb, and a predicate. It is a good example of how to use the possessive adjective and adjectives in Punjabi.